And now I'm going to go to the WGXC news. Casey Seeler reported at Capitol Confidential, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's State Operation Director Jim Malatras has written another letter to the Board of Regents Chancellor Merrill H. Tisch. In this letter, he calls for the New York State Education Department to examine the Massachusetts legislative blueprint for restoring struggling schools. The plan includes placing failing schools in receivership during a state-mandated recovery period. Malatras calls on the regents to assign the State of Education Department to conduct a comprehensive data and field analysis to see how and why the program is working and the specific measures that are making the model a success. The letter notes that Cuomo's executive budget proposal includes legislation similar to what passed in Massachusetts. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper, the Chatham Town Board voted to hold a public hearing on the proposal to place a 12-month moratorium on special use permits and site plan reviews for parcels on unpaved town roads. The hearing will be held Tuesday, February 17th. An application to the Zone Board of Appeals meeting for a special use permit by Adam Stone to create a tennis camp on his Thomas Street property appears to have triggered the call for a ban. That application has now been withdrawn, but the public hearing on the proposed moratorium will occur as planned. Dan Goldberg reported at Capitol New York. The State Health Department said Friday, February 13th, those who begin filling out their application on the health insurance exchange before the Sunday deadline will have until the end of the month to complete it and enroll in a health insurance plan. The state gave people a similar amount of extra time last year when snowstorms devastated western New York. Those who completed their application and chose a plan by Sunday will have insurance beginning March 1st. Those who choose a plan between February 15th and February 28th will be covered as of April 1st. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, the Catskill Town Board has learned the Greene County Industrial Development Agency has plans to develop a project in Catskill. Under consideration are a waste-to-energy facility at the former Holcomb cement plant located on Route 9 West and a tourism lodging venue along County Route 23B corridor between Leeds and Jefferson Heights. The agency has budgeted a $250,000 to gather and assemble data on the two locations during the coming year. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind chill warning through noon Monday 16th for east central New York and western New England. Dangerous to life-threatening wind chills are expected throughout the morning. Temperatures of 0 to 20 below are forecast for early morning, rising to 5 below to 10 above midday. Northwest winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour are possible, so please try to stay warm. Today it is sunny with a high near 12 degrees. Wind chill values as low as negative 23 degrees. Monday night, a slight chance of snow after 3 a.m. Increasing clouds low around 0 degrees with a chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday, there is a chance of snow mainly before 1 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 19 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 0. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 1 degree. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers mainly after 1 p.m. It's cloudy with a high near 23 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 2 degrees. Thursday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 13 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around negative 7 degrees. And the sunrise today was at 6:49 a.m. and the sunset today will be at 5:29 p.m., making the length of the day 10 hours and 40 minutes. Today is President's Day. All non-essential federal, state, county, and local municipalities are closed. Post offices, banks, and school districts are closed. And now for the public meetings today. Today is the third Monday of the month. WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location. And you can find those numbers at newsroom.wgxc.org. Athens is having a town board meeting at 6:45 at the community center. The address for that is 2 First Street, Athens. Austerlitz is having a comprehensive plan meeting at 7 p.m. at 812 Route 203, Austerlitz. Canaan is having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 1647 Route 5, South Canaan. Germantown is having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 50 Palatine Park, Germantown. Greenville is having a town board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at town offices, corner of Routes 32 and 81, Greenville. Teutonic is having a zoning commission's meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the town hall, and the address for that is 90982 Teutonic.